All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, Texas, at that same number. I want to thank again Mr. Lawrence Brooks for spending a little time with us to talk about the Mental Health Symposium that's going to be taking place at Marquette University on April 19th. But I want to now go to, Sandy will be here tomorrow, and we'll delve even deeper into the subject. But it is definitely something that needs to be talked about, and that definitely needs to be an awful lot of time spent on this. Finland and Sweden move closer, to joining NATO amid Russia's Ukraine war. You know, Finland and Sweden are inching closer to abandoning their long-held neutrality and joining NATO as Russia's unprovoked assault on Ukraine continues to yield devastation some have called genocide. Now, people may say, well, that's great. NATO is great for NATO, is great for Finland and Sweden. But the response by Russia to that, Russia threatens nukes in Baltic if Sweden and Finland join NATO. So I want to ask you, if Russia is so paranoid that they believe that, again, if Sweden and Finland joining NATO is a threat enough to them that they threaten nuclear war, nuclear weapons, shouldn't we give that some thought? Now, I know there are going to be people who are going to say, well, you know, Russia is just threatening. Former Russian President Dmitry Medvedev has warned that Sweden and Finland joining NATO could bring nuclear weapons to the Baltic. Medvedev, now deputy chairman of the Russian Security Council, issued the warning on his Telegram channel, according to TASS, a state-controlled news agency. The close ally of Russia, President Vladimir Putin, said the country would have more officially registered adversary should Sweden and Finland join NATO. If both countries join NATO, the alliance would have another of its members sharing a border spanning hundreds of miles with Russia. Medvedev said if Sweden and Finland join NATO, the length of the land borders of the alliance with Russian Federation will more than double. Naturally, these borders will have to be strengthened. According to the TASS, Medvedev said Russia would need to enhance its military presence in the Gulf of Finland, including the possibility of moving nuclear weapons to the region. Medvedev said in this case, there will no longer be any talk of a non-nuclear status of the Baltic. The balance must be restored. So, 844-967-2789. Is it worth it? You know, knowing the threat that this brings to Russia and having seen what Russia is going through right now, it's like poking, a stick in the eye of Russia. I mean, you would think even if Sweden was thinking about, Finland and Sweden were thinking about joining NATO, why would they do it now? Why would they do it publicly? Why would they do it in the middle of this war? What do they think the response by Russia is going to be? I just believe that the provoking of Russia right now in the state that they're in is a dangerous thing to be doing. Why would Sweden and Finland say that now? And why wouldn't the NATO say to both of them, we shouldn't be having this discussion now? We can talk about it later. We extended an invitation to both of you years ago, and both of you denied it, Finland and Sweden. We're not going to have that discussion today. Let's put it on the shelf. But instead, they make this announcement at a time when Russia has their hands full and are terrified that there's going to be an invasion of Russia by NATO. I don't get it. I don't understand why, you know, the response shouldn't be or shouldn't be. Or the response should be, not now. NATO should say that clearly and not allow Sweden to make those kinds of statements as Russia and Ukraine is engaged in this war. What do you say? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. I know it is not the right thing to do, not the right thing to say, and to pour gas on the wounds. Finland shares an 830-mile border with Russia, but has so far declined to join NATO. And that's my point. They have said no all of this time. Why would they say yes now? And, you know, you may say, well, they saw Ukraine get invaded. And so they're fearful that Russia's going to invade them. Well, if that's the case, there is no proof of that. And is it worth the risk? Is it worth the risk that you provoke Russia, which has its hands full and the skirmish that it's dealing with now, to place nuclear weapons all up and down, you know, that corridor? It just is, again, another time where cooler heads should be prevailing and that this should not be a discussion at all right now. President Joe Biden and others should clearly state, and our government should say to NATO, this is not even a conversation we are willing to have with you now. You chose not to have it when there was peace, and now that we're in this difficult time, we're not going to do anything to pour gasoline on the fire. You know, and again, what point is there to be proven by now, you know, making this proclamation and right now? And Russia responded immediately. If that happens, we are going to again line the border with nuclear weapons. Now, maybe it's, and I know that there are people who look at this and say, well, we can't, you know, for every threat that Russia makes, we can't respond to it as if we're terrified and that we're going to allow them to bluff. I don't think the moving of nuclear weapons on the border of Russia is a bluff. And anybody who thinks it is, you know, you can go back to what took place with John F. Kennedy in the Bay of Pigs in Cuba. Our nation clearly stated that if Russia would have placed those weapons on Cuban soil, we were going to attack. Russia is saying kind of the exact same thing. And we've got to give those things serious thought. You know, I know it's not something that's on the top of people's heads right now, and on the top of the list is the war still taking place and the carnage is still happening. But, you know, certainly something that I guarantee you that those military, you know, at the Pentagon are taking that seriously, and so is the President of the United States. I don't know why they would waste any time before they would clearly send a message that we don't want to hear that. We are not going to be supporting of that. We don't want to provoke Russia anymore. This is not worth it. And what is to be gained by it? United States doesn't gain any leverage. NATO doesn't gain any leverage by now including Finland and Sweden into NATO. And since the United States is really the power behind NATO, it is the United States that needs to be sending a clear message to Russia and Finland and Sweden that this is not going to be something we're interested in taking part in or being a part of. Now, let's clear up the issues we are dealing with now, and then we can have that discussion once cooler heads prevail. But it is not anything that we should be talking about at this point of time, in time. Yeah, and you just wonder, Finland and Sweden have to know just how difficult a time this is. And I understand they're afraid that Russia's going to do to them what they did to Ukraine. But that was always in the backs of their minds that this at some point in time would happen. But there's no nothing to back up the fact that they think they'll be next. There's nothing Russia has said or shown to lead them to believe that they're going to be next on Russia's list. Russia has got their hands full with Ukraine. And I'm sure as long as they're going to be active and in this war against Ukraine, they're going to be struggling and that they're not going to then be looking to get involved in any additional skirmishes. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You tune into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be back.